Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, what a wonderful God we serve. There is nobody like him. He is awesome. What a phenomenal God we serve. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Mother Alexander, number just dropped, but I thank the Lord, Mother. We praise God and we bless the Lord for all the other ones that bless the Lord. They remember to come on the first Sunday, giving God glory. Thanking God for the covenant with Jesus Christ and thanking God, glory to God, for his loving kindness. He is an awesome God. There is none like him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name shall be praised. There is none like him. I thank you, Jesus. We bless the Lord for the word to come and breaking the bread of life to glory to God tonight with none other than our own special blessed mother in the Lord, Evangelist Alexander. We bless the Lord for. We thank God for this hour and this time that he has given us to come before him to give thanks unto him and for the word to come forth and praying that we will be with overflowing blessings, seeking his face and giving him glory and looking to him as the author and the finish of our faith. We praise God that we will be able to express our love and thank God for his loving kindness because he gave us his love to love us back with. What a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord. Thank God, thank God, thank God for another opportunity to say thank you, Jesus. Glorify your holy name. Praise the Lord. Just giving a couple of minutes just for some others to come online. And as we bless the Lord, we're going to do a Jesus calling reading. And then we're going to go right on into service. We thank God for those that are online and those that are coming on. But praise the Lord. As we read this, then we're going to go right on into our scripture reading. And we're going to give the line over after prayer. Right on into nothing, none other than our own special mother in the Lord. Praise God. It says, resting in him. Sit quietly in my presence while I bless you. Make your mind like a still pool of water, ready to receive whatever thoughts I drop into it. Rest in my sufficiency as you consider the challenges this day presents. Do not wear yourself out by worrying about whether you can cope with the pressures. Keep looking to me and communicating with me as we walk through this day together. Take time to rest by the wayside, for I am not in a hurry. A leisured pace accomplish more than hurried striving. When you rush, you forget who you are and whose you are. Remember that you are royalty in my kingdom. Reference scriptures are Psalms 37:7, Romans 8:16, 17, and 1 Peter 2 and 9. What a blessed reading as we're learning more and more, take on his word and rest it in him. Praise the Lord. Our scripture reading will be coming from Revelation 12:11, which says, I am an overcomer, and I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for another day that the Lord has made as we continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, as we come in your presence today, giving thanks, giving honor and glory unto you, thank God for another day that you've made. Thank God for blessing us to be able to be in a place where we can celebrate you and glorify you without having any hesitation or reservation because, glory to God, of not having liberty. We thank you for the liberty that we even have in this United States, just in life itself, just to glorify you and give you praise and honor. We thank you, Lord. We bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Thank you for another day, glory to God, to lift your name up and give thanks, glory to God, because there is none like thee. You are a mighty God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for our Father. Thank God for the Word. Thank God, glory to God, for this day. Glory to God. Thank God for being able to come together and give thanks unto you. Come together and give praise unto you. Come together, glory to God, to magnify your name. Come together to pray and intercede for others. Thank God, glory to God, that we can be able to just open our mouths and give praise and glory and honor unto you. God, I bless you for the heart of thanksgiving. Ah, God, Lord, I thank you so much for blessing us to be able to come online, that we can maybe be able to hear the word of God, the intercessory prayers that go on, and the prayers, glory to God, and the praise, but also the word and the dynamic power and authority that you have given us to walk in the name of Jesus, to bind and to loose. God, I thank you for your servant tonight, that you use her for your glory. In the name of Jesus, bind up every hindering spirit that may try to come in and interfere on this line or either around us or on the phones or anyone else trying to get in. We bless you for it. Thank you for your healing power, for healing and deliverance. We thank you, God, for not only healing and delivering, but saving. Thank you, Lord, for being a heart fixer, a mind regulator. Thank you so much for covering our children, our families, our church family. Oh, God, we just bless you so much. Oh, God, we just thank you for all that you're doing. And even in the midst of everything that goes on, nothing goes on without you being aware of it. So we bless you tonight, God, and we thank you. And I bless God, glory to God, for the opportunity, hallelujah, to be in your presence with your servants. In Jesus' name we pray. And thank you, Lord God, for anointing your vessel that will bring forth the word tonight. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. We bind Satan up in all of the cords that be set up, trap, plot, plan, scheme, untimely death, sickness, disease, betrayal, everything that he may come in, we're about to be a trickster. We bleed the blood of Jesus that God revealed and uncovered, and God, that your blessed plan will be manifested in our lives as we yield ourselves and avail ourselves to your service. Praise God for all these, those that have came on now. We thank God. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. Amen. Bless the Lord. We thank God, glory to God, for this woman of God that's anointed by God. The word, hallelujah, is already anointed. And we just thank God that he continue to use her for his glory. Thank God for she's out of Columbia, South Carolina, by the way, glory to God, from Panama. But we thank the Lord, glory, I've been in the United States for 15 years, but we're not going to go into all to the details with it. But I thank you that the Lord, that she's anointed and appointed by God, a woman that's true, genuine about the things of God, and wants you to know who you are in God and who he is in you, and also to walk in that authority. She shared that with us all the time. She prayed the word. She stand on the word. She walked this, and she don't play the word. Glory to God. We thank God even for the humorous spirit that she has with humility, but such boldness to decree and declare what the Lord, thus said the Lord. A wonderful woman, glory to God, to know as, glory to God, one of God's servants. And thank God, for she is a disciple for Christ. So I thank God for Mother Alexander and how the powerful word and prayers that come from on this prayer line. Glory to God, she's faithful, faithful to her service and dedicated and faithful to this ministry that she's a part of with Divine Connection. So I thank God for Mother and the Lord that I've known. Glory to God, it's almost 30 years now. I bless the Lord because she's, when we came to Beale Chapel many years ago and part of that ministry, met her then with Mother Duncan. But in the meantime, even with the Sincere Women on the Move for Christ, that it all will be 30 years or 31 years, glory to God, that Lord has blessed for even 30 out of those years, if it's 31, that we've been together. But I thank God for what she's been doing on this prayer line and just her prayer life, and just a sweet woman of God that will tell you the truth in the name of Jesus. So we're going to open the lines now for none other than the vessel that God's going to use tonight for breaking the bread. Glory to God, and we have breaking the bread of all the of prayer warriors all the way up to through December, but we're on Sundays. So any of you that will join us for the first time tonight, we have our services on second and fourth Sunday when we're breaking the bread of life, And then on every Monday night, glory to God, we have prayer, and she just is faithful every time. God bless. So these doors will be open on these lines. But praise God. But for now, since we're not having the revival, we're going to go ahead and have them speak every Sunday up through a portion of December. And I thank God for her tonight, and God bless. And we're looking forward to hearing what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, glory to God, as an awakening more and more of this sleeping giant, where it can hear this word that come forth out of the vessel all around the globe, that we come on one accord to do what God calls us to do, and it's an appointment, and do it not half-heartedly and not part-time, but glory to God, sincerely, every day. So bless the Lord. At this time, the next voice that you will hear for the night, and she has as much time as God give her, glory to God, to bring this word and whatever prayers that come forth afterwards for any prayer requests. So at this time, receive none other than Evangelist Alexander, the minister for tonight. Have your way. Glory to God, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. I thought I opened your line. Wait a minute, Mom. I'm so sure that I had your line open. It's another number instead of just like yours. I apologize. Got too anxious. Oh, Lord. Please don't act up tonight. I thought, sure, I had the line up. I'm just as excited as I can be. Well, praise God. We'll think that so I can continue to stay on here. But why or not? Let me see. What is going on? Well, pardon me, you all. Something happened here. Well, sir, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. I'm trying to figure out what's happening, why I don't see her number. Amazing grace, shall always be my song of praise. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. I have to take a boat.
What happened to my system? But I pushed that button, but it didn't open your line. I don't know why, but it looked like it did. So, but nevertheless, you're there. That's all what's important.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, ma'am. If something just went on, it didn't open up on my side. That's all. But thank the Lord. It's letting us more and more
glory
know that it's
to
open
God.
Our words.
Glory to God, my dear. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord, I give you all the honor and glory and praise. In the name of Jesus, give honor to my brothers and sisters on the line. Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking us up this morning in a sound mind, Heavenly Father. Thank you for a healthy body, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, because you are the only way, Lord Jesus. There is no other. And Lord, we give you glory, give you praise, and we give you honor. Is anything too hard for God? No. Nothing is too hard for God to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. But God is faithful. For the eyes of the Lord range through the earth to strengthen those whose heart are full of committed to him. Fully committed to him. You find that in 2 Chronicles 16. Living faith goes beyond belief. God exists. The faithful also believers. Those faithful believers, baby. God actively intervene in their life. That is why the scripture tells us anyone who come to him must believe that he exists, must believe in the word of God, believe him, because he is the only way for us. And you can find that in Hebrews 6. God promises don't fail us. We got to believe. We cannot allow the spirit of fear to let us lay back. No, 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 no. The promise of God stands faithful. Take a book at Moses. Look what Moses stands for. Faith. Moses reassured the people by faith. He let them know he didn't run. But he said, do not be afraid. Stand firm. And you will see the deliverance that the Lord will bring you today. The Lord will fight for you. And as you find out in Exodus 14, I don't give you this verse because if you read more to find it, you get more power, and the more you read the word of God, the stronger you get. Glory be to God. Then God, who is not limited by human imagination, direct Moses to do what no one expects. Tell the people to start walking toward the water. Moses followed God's instruction, stretched his hand out, and overleaped the water. God gives them the freedom. When you believe God, baby, son of God's word, it doesn't matter what the situation looks like. You believing in the God Almighty, the mighty God that created all things. Heaven and earth, he created everything. And when you believe him by faith, don't worry about what's going on around. Know that God is going to take care of it. If you stand faithful and walk in his way, no fooling around, walk in his way, do his will, because that is what going to bring us through this time. A lot of churches still closed. I always say, sleeping giant, wake up and step out, because you know who you are. Step out. Don't let the enemy keep you shelter up under and losing all that God gave you. Because these are the time that the enemy is getting way off the border. One chaos going on in one side, the other chaos going on in the other side. How many situations that we sit here and hear, we even see it on the TV. So much stuff is going on. It don't surprise to the believers, but there is some out there that when they hear these things, they decide to run in the house and close the door and sit down. Don't even get out to go to church. Why? Fear. We cannot allow that. No, 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 no. You cannot allow fear to cramp you. No, baby, because God did not give it to us. That is come from the adversary. So I say, wake up, sleeping giant. That means the body of Christ that is not going to church, wake up and step up. Because God gave us authority and dominion here on earth. We are not just sitting down here not doing a little devil stepping all over us. No, I refuse to accept anything that the devil tried to throw my way. I binding that up in the name of Jesus, because that's what we're supposed to do. Bind and loose the works of the enemy. Sickness and disease come against us for what? And we going to stop and receive it? No, no, no. We supposed to pray for one another, man. Bind the works of the enemy up, because God gave us the power to bind the things here on earth. So we must know the works of the enemy and bind it up. Bind it up. Aches and pains, sickness and diseases. I believe in my heart, and I believe my brothers and sisters the same way believe that God wants us to be prosperous and in good health. And we got to stand, baby. We got to stand. We can allow the enemy to take over what God gave us. Your strength. That's what he come to do, to take your strength, bring sickness, bring disease. But we bind up every disease and every sickness, because the word of God says he will take away sickness from the midst of us. But we have to fight the good fight of faith and stand faithful. Stand faithful, because one thing for sure, we each and every one knows that, especially the believers, that nothing is too hard for God to do. And that our God is a faithful God, for he is the only way. There is no other God, baby. He's the only Savior. There is no other. So when you put your trust in him, you stand faithful, because God promises he will not fail you. It will not fail you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I believe that no matter what we say or what we do, if we put our faith and stand faithful, God will help you through the storm. Don't care what the enemy come and throw against you. Believe God, man. Believe God. When we think about the situation with our forefather, Moses did not cramp up. He asked God, he wanted a child, and God promised him. Did Moses turn and put himself down? No. Well, it's too long. I don't think I'm going to receive this. I don't think I'm going to receive anything because it's too long now. Moses, step out in faith and stand faithful. And okay, all ages pass, but Moses still stand. Not Moses, Abraham, he still stand. Abraham still stand. Moses stand when God called him out to go to Egypt. He stand. Abraham stand when God tell him he's going to have a son. He's going to have his own son from his line. He stand too. What's wrong with us today that we cannot stand? That's the same God, baby, that Moses served, Abraham served, the same God we serve today. And he don't change. According to his word, he don't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He do not change. So when we make up our mind and say we're going to stand on the Lord's word, faithful in his word, don't let nothing shake you. Don't give the enemy no place. No, we cannot allow it, baby. We cannot allow it. Don't give him no place. Better yet, you do not put no limit on God because God has power, all everlasting power. That's why he gave us authority here on earth. He didn't leave us just wandering around like nobody don't know what to do. Oh, no. His word is power. We just got to believe and stand faithful. Stand faithful. Because the word of God don't change. I always say this over and over and over again. God will not fail you. He did not fail our forefather. So what makes you think he's going to fail us? He's the same loving God. The God that when we cry out to him, man, he hears us. And if we keep our ears open enough, we will hear him. But we got to live according to his will, man. One thing we cannot try to live the world life and try to live the spiritual in the same thing. No, it ain't going to work like that. You got to soul out completely to the living God. Soul out, not halfway stepping. Full in. Soul out completely. Let no one, peace, take your joy. God gave us these things. And when we see things is coming against us that we cannot understand, cry out to God, man. Lord, it's me. Have mercy, Lord God. I don't know what's going on, but I know you know, Heavenly Father. And it's in the name of Jesus I bring it before you. Cry out to God. God never let us down. And one good thing about it, baby, he gave us power and authority that we can pray for one another, baby, and bring things into healing line. In other words, I don't care how sick the sister is. God gave you the power and the understanding and the love in your heart to say, sister, we're going to beat this thing. Pray, let that enemy loose her, because God gave us the authority to do it. But what we got to remember is this, you got to have the heart, straight heart, a heart, a clean heart, a heart of love toward a brother and sister. We cannot go around here with bitter heart toward one another. We got to go around here with a heart of love. Then you see the manifestation of the power of God working in you. God promises don't fail us, baby. Any failure going on is when something go wrong in you. Our pastor of the prayer line always say, you open a door. You open a door, baby, the enemy going, chup. He going to find himself trying to get in. But don't open the doors, baby. You got no time for him. We know that God gave us authority and dominion here. We know that we're supposed to stand faithful because he is faithful. So why we cannot be faithful? We can be faithful to one another because God gave us the power and the authority to stand, believe his word. No matter what the situation look like here on earth, God never leave us. And he also said in his word, I'll never forsake you. So that let me know, regardless what's going on here on earth, I'm going to stand, baby. Because I know my Father in heaven said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Believe God. Stay in the word. Don't let nothing take you away from the gospel of Jesus Christ, baby. Nothing. Remember what Jesus said. If he abide in me and my word abide in you, he shall ask what? What he will, and it shall be done unto you. You find that in John chapter 15. And God don't make no mistake, and he's not a man that he should lie. So if he said it, stand boldly on it. Stand boldly on it. And if you so Lord for the Lord, baby, there's no excuse here that, well, he ain't going to get this, and I'm not going to get. No. If you sold out completely to the living God, you're going to get what he asks, what you asked and what he said. God is not a man that he should lie. He tell us in his word, ask, believe, you will receive, baby. But you got to live the life that is pleasing to him. And living according to the word of God is not hard. But you just got to get in the word. And then the more you get in the word of God, the more you live the life. This world don't have nothing more important for you to do, baby. The word of God is what can take us through all things. We cannot allow the enemy to pull us down. Uh-uh. This is not what God said. God said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He didn't tell us that we're supposed to be strong for the world. Oh, no, baby. And in the power of the world. No. He said his power. Carabao Santa. His power. So we have to stand faithful and believe when we ask for something that God hear us. Believe. Your faith is what will bring these things, man. But you got to remember what you have to be doing. To be a child of God, you got to live right, baby. You got to live it. Not just talk it. You got to live it, walk it. And you say about is a sponge. Drink it to live the life. If you want to reap the good of the land, you got to live it, man. Live the life according to what God says, not according to the world. God, the world have nothing good to give us, baby. Nothing good. Is anything too hard for God to do? God tell you. Remember what he tell Prophet Jeremiah now. Is anything too hard for me to do? Ask the prophet that. He asked Jeremiah. And you can find that in Jeremiah 32. The answer is no, baby. Nothing is too hard for God to do. Genesis 18:14, he asked our forefather the same thing, Abraham, when he talked about the son. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for God. And it's the same thing, I believe, with us today. When we stand before God, asking God to watch over our sons, our daughters, our grands, our great-grands, our brothers and sisters. It's not too hard for God, man. But you've got to put your faith in him and stand on God's word, believing that he will take care of it. You cannot be doubtful when you come to God, baby. You cannot play no fence riding. No. You've got to fully persuade it that you come in with all of you to the living God. Not halfway, but fully persuaded that I'm stepping up to the plate. My God is going to do it. I'm not worrying about when. I'm not worrying about how. But I know he's going to do it. That's what we have to stand on, baby. God will do what you ask him to do if you is his child. In other words, believe in him. You is a believer, then you stand. Because remember now, God promises don't change. He did it for Ruth. He did it for Rebecca. He did it for Deborah. What make you think he won't do it for us? Believe God, whatever they ask. God opened that door for those sisters and old brother in the 18th time. He opened doors for them. What make you think he won't open doors for us and more? Put our faith in God and keep on moving, baby. Keep on moving. This world don't have nothing for us. Why you think the enemy come against the body of Christ so much? But we know who we are, baby. We know who we are. You got to realize that you got to know who you serve and who you belongs to. That's why you got to stay in the gospel, my dear. I don't care what's come and what go. Stay in the gospel. In other words, stay in the word of God. God tell us over and over, if you put your confidence in God, believe him by faith. He tell us over and over, believe, believe. You're not going to jump into things and just talking and you think it went down. No, 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 no. You got to have faith in God to see this. And one thing for sure, God's word don't change, baby. God's word do not change. If he said it, believe it because it's coming. No obstacle going to keep it. If God said, I will keep you in perfect peace, regardless what's going on around you, and you believe him, you be in perfect peace and down. Everybody falling, and you be standing still in perfect peace. Why? You believe God. You stand on the word of God. We got to come to know that no matter what God said, believe him. Believe God. It doesn't matter what it look like. Believe God. It doesn't matter what this one say. Believe God. Because God is the only way for us. Regardless what we see or what we hear, put your trust and your faith in the living God. Do not be deceived, brother and sister. Do not be deceived. You must step out in faith, standing on the word of God and in the power of his mind. Didn't tell you get in the power of the world, not in the power of my brothers and sisters, but in the power of his might. Because in God is power, baby. And you can find that in Ephesians 6. Hallelujah, Lord God. He will not fail you, baby. He will not fail you. We got to remember the things that God will do for his ones that he believes, his believers will stand because they believe God and they stand strong on his word. We cannot allow the enemy to keep us from being assembled. Wake up, sleeping giant. This is time for us to stand faithful regardless what's going on in this world. Our power is in what? Prayer. Prayer. We see our sister pray, and we don't even realize, baby, this is what's going on now. Some of us seem to forget that the key for anything is assembling together and bringing prayer with power and authority. Things got to loose, man. But no, fear, fear. But thanks be to God for pastors of God's own heart, baby. Pastors of God's own heart. Because God tell us in his word, hallelujah, Lord God. He give us pastors. And according to Jeremiah 3 and 15, the word of God say, I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. So when the enemy come around throwing all this stuff, these pastors that God called, they already feeding you in the body of Christ with knowledge and understanding. That's why it's good to, when you recognize who your pastor is, you keep them high up in prayer, because the power of prayer will keep them strong. God gave you them. And he said in his word, he will give you pastors of who heart? Not of hearing heard, but of God's own heart. His own heart. And you find that in Jeremiah 3 and 15. There's no mistake, baby. If it's in his word, stand on it, baby. Don't care what nobody says, stand on it. Because his word will what keep us. Nothing else can. No matter what the situation look like, believe God. Whatever it is you ask for, believe God. But one thing you got to understand is this. You can't live the life of the world and still want to reap the good of the spiritual world. You got to live according to the word of God. You got to soul completely out to God and come to know him. And the only way you're going to know him is get in the gospel. Get in the Bible. Get in the Bible. And you will see the God you serve make no mistake. No mistake, baby. You got to stand strong on his word. And God tell you, stand strong. Be of good courage. And you know why? Because if you stand strong in courage, what can pull you down, baby? Look at Joshua. Take a good look at Joshua, the book of Joshua. When he opened his mouth, Joshua knew all what was before him, but God knew also who Joshua was. Ayyaravoshata. God tell him, be strong and courageous. God never forsake him. He tell him to be strong and courageous. And when you know, the word tell you to be strong and courageous, why you going to be running? Why in the world you going to be running, baby? Oh, the sickness is here and the disease is here and this is here. Baby, that's when you stand in the word of God and use what God gave you. You can walk through the storm, baby, and the storm won't hurt you, because who you are, believe by faith. Faith is something that will take you through a storm that you don't even realize that you've been through the storm. Things coming against you and you is still having joy and peace in your heart. Why? Because you believe by faith that God is going to bring you through these things. There is no other way, Bobby. That's why did you think God said, let not your heart be troubled? Why? Because he is there. God will protect you because he knows who you are. And his word tells us that. So through the storm, God know about the storm. There's nothing new to the Lord. He know about the storm. In St. John 14, God tell us, let not your heart be troubled. So why in the world you's going to run in here and run in there when things go wrong? Go to God, man. Go take it to the living God, because his word never fail. He continue to keep us going up and down. God will never leave you nor forsake you. Remember his word, baby. I don't care what goes on in this world. The Bible is the word of God. And it belongs to you. The word of God belongs to you. Receive it, accept it, and don't let the world bowl you down. Don't allow it. Because God already gave you authority and dominion here on earth to bind the works of the enemy. Bind the works of him. God promises don't fail, baby. And you got to stand on your faith in him. stand on faith in him. God gave us pastors of his own heart. Recognize them. Recognize them, baby. And when you recognize those pastors of God's own heart, do your best. Do your best to keep them strong. Keep them going. Because you know what? The promises of God will not fail. And when he equips his pastors, they are well equipped. Arabushata. Thank you, Jesus. You must have faith in God. Don't care what goes on in this earth, baby. God knows all about it. There's nothing new to him, but he gave us his word. He tells us he'll never leave us. That's why the Lord asked the disciples, what did he say to them? Have faith in God. They're complaining about one thing, but what did God say? Have faith in God. Peter went about the fig tree, but what did God say? Have faith in God. Hallelujah, Lord God, hallelujah. The word of God tell us in Mark 11. You're going to read about three verses of Mark 11. 23 tell us, verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, what is your mountain, baby? Kids giving you problem? Home is up and down. Housework is this. Your working place this. Whatever it is. Car problem, whatever it is. What did God say? Don't doubt. But bring it before him. Because the word of God tell you, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt, because doubt is what messes it up. And I'm telling you, once you doubt in the heart, even a little bit, it's doubt. But what did God say? Doubt, he didn't say doubt, it's believe. So when that doubt coming in the situation, you know who is throwing that doubt in there. It's nothing but the adversary. But God tell us, believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. We must believe that God's word is true. And then we got to depend on it, baby. Don't care how bad the situation look. The faith in us is what's going to bring it out. Believe and faith together, who can come up against that? Believe and faith together. That's why God said, believe whatsoever. No doubt. Don't let doubt get in it. If you ask him for a red shoes, then don't worry about, well, you know, I wonder if I'm going to get the shoes, or I wonder if I'm going to get that. I don't like the way this. No. The only thing is in your heart and your mind, I'm going to buy that red shoes. That's it. Lord, help me to get the money to buy that red shoes. It's your faith that will get the things to start. But once you let the enemy put a lick of doubt, is where everything going to go chaos. But believe in God, because God promises not going to put you to shame. 24 said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire. God didn't say what he desire, baby. He say he desire. What things soever you desire, baby, when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. I'm going to tell you something. When you ask for something from the Lord, you can't be pussyfooting around. You've got to believe it's coming to you. Believe it, and then you work towards it. Don't stay around, well, I don't know. Well, no. Once you start that, well, I don't know if I'm going to get it, shut your mouth and go sit down. Because you put a doubt in there. The promises of God tell us, believe. He will give us the desire of our heart. The Lord tell us when we pray, believe that he receives and he shall have them. And the next thing we got to remember, because you cannot go to God praying for something with bitterness in the heart. or even if you're mad or you disrupt, you can't pray with that. You're not getting no answer in that type of condition. You got to make sure. This is something I'm asking for. There's no other way for me. I'm asking for it. I'm depending on the living God. Then you make sure no doubt in your heart about the situation, baby. And the word of God said, when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Because, you know, the main thing is this. God see every one of us, every little deed. We can't hide nothing from the Lord. We can hide from our brothers and sisters, but we can't hide from God, baby. He gonna see you. You might stay behind the tree, blah, 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 and about this one, and blah, 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 and about that one, but God see it. So we got to remember. We got to forgive and make sure our heart is cleansed. Because he tell you in verse 26, if he do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you your trespasses. You don't want that. So I'll make you sure your heart is cleansed, your mind is cleansed, and you know that you're standing on a solid rock. Because no matter what we do, baby, or what we say, we got to stand on the word of God. We got to stand on the word of God. If we say we are believers in the living God, I know who you are. It doesn't matter what the situation look like. I always believe this. I'm asking God, baby. I'm not worrying what the situation look like. I'm asking God. I remember too many times in my life that I would want something to go the way I want it to go, and the enemy get in there and kind of twist it and turn it. But I never give up putting my faith and trust in God, saying somehow, some way, this thing going to come out of here. It's going to clear up. And I believe that God gave us that wisdom to know when it's God and the scene and when it's the enemy and the scene. He gave us that wisdom to know the difference. And when the enemy and the scene, we as children of God need to what? Cast it down, baby. Cast it down. Don't receive it. Cast it down. You getting out of here in the name of Jesus. But we got to realize that no matter what the situation look like, when we know who we sold out to, we walking in victory. We walking in victory. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, Lord God. And this is all the Lord gave me to give the body of Christ tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, Father, my goodness, there's some good word tonight. Power of the anointing. Bless the Lord. God, use you in a powerful way, Mother. Bless the Lord about awaking, sleeping up this giant. Wake up the sleeping giant. So many points. But right now, we're going to go ahead and receive any prayer requests. Then we're going to go back, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, and have any remarks concerning the word tonight, because truly God has blessed divinely, so powerful, using you tonight. Amen. At this time, praise the Lord, I'm going to open the lines so that anyone that has a prayer request, that we'll have the woman of God to pray, and of course, we'll be able to touch and agree too as well. And thanking the Lord, blessing, keep her covered under the blood of strengthening her, pour back into her, God, that all that she's poured out unto us, in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Anyone have a prayer request? We're going to go ahead and take it now. Then we'll have remarks. Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I sort of just want to ask for prayer and just sort of give my request at one time, if that's all right.
Praise God.
I just ask your continuous prayer, because I know you know I've been going through this vertigo, and it'll let up, and it'll come right back. But this word for me tonight, so I just want y'all to keep me in prayer, keep me lifted up, But this word was for me tonight. God has had me just standing on his word. Because in my PL package today was this saying, I am not just a hearer of the word. I do not listen and read and agree and go on my way forgetting who I am in Christ Jesus. But I am a doer of the word. I submit myself to God. I resist the devil, and the devil have to flee from me. Now, she went over that so beautiful tonight. Regardless in how we feel, because I feel like laying down and not getting up, but because of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God in me, I will not be defeated.
Amen.
I'm going to get up and do what I have to do. I'm here by myself. I have to get up and fix me something or whatever I have to do, and I'm telling you that God is faithful. He has allowed me to get up and do it without falling or any other thing. So that word was awesome tonight. We can't just listen and hear and then turn around and be contrary to what the word of God say. We got to know who we are in him. And she brought that word beautifully because we're in it to win it. And we got to take some things by force. The devil just not going to give up because we keep speaking the word. He going to give up because we just keep saying what God's saying, standing on it and being a doer of the word. So you just bless me tonight. I just laying here taking it in, and even when that word was going forth, my strength was just increasing more and more. So I just want to thank you for that word, and just remember me in prayer. God bless you, and thank you so much. Wonderful, beautiful word.
Amen.
Okay, Mother, since you didn't put a request in, you go ahead and pray for Pastor, and we'll be in agreement.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, you see all these things, Heavenly Father. But Lord, we know that this is not of you. We know, Lord God, that this is not but the enemy attacked the sister body, Lord. But we know that your word said, Heavenly Father, you will heal the sick, and you have healed the sick, Lord God. We know your word said that you'll never leave her. And we know your word said, Lord God, that you will take away sickness from the midst of us, Lord. And Lord, we bind up this false spirit that will keep attacking our body, Lord, and we command it to loose. In the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. For Lord God, your word said, Lord God, that by your stripes, she's healed, Lord God. And according to your promises, God, affliction shall not rise up the second time. You said it in your word in Nahum, Lord God, and we believe it. We believe it, Lord God, that if you said it, that's finished. We thank you, Heavenly Father. For giving us a rest and a blessful night, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Let me ask for a prayer first. Praise the Lord. Just a blessed message tonight. Monique, lift her up. That's your granddaughter, Sister Alexander, and Jeanette, praise God, and her granddaughter, Kalia. My baby brother, James Earl, my other brother told me that boy is on them drugs real bad. So in the name of Jesus and those that are struggling with addictions in Christ Jesus' name, my other brother told me that my aunt and her family is in chaos, mentioning that Aunt Betty may have dementia, but then her husband and her daughter is fighting against her, and the devil is in an uproar, but just lifting them up. And I was wondering why I was hitting, walking, and all of a sudden I was fine, but then all of a sudden I got some swimming in the head, so I said, somebody must be having some trouble with vertigo. So I begin to pray and bind that up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So those that are suffering with, and I touch and agree with the prayer for Prophetess Bird and Christ Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against this vertigo or the very root of it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There is a young lady, Sister Houchin. She's got to have surgery on Tuesday. Say they're supposed to do some, that she has some blockage, and she is praying that that will get rid of the vertigo. And she wants, praise God, to be able to hear, because she's having trouble, real horrible trouble, even with the hearing aids they're not working for. So I know I gave a whole list tonight, but families, in the name of Jesus, and people that are going through, we just thank and praise God. We serve a mighty God. Nothing is too hard for him. And just touch and agree that God heard every name that I've called out, and that God is going to work out every situation. And I thank and praise God for that message. It was such a mighty message. It is time, glory be to God, to trust the Lord. Hallelujah. And as Mother Alexander said, to stand faithful. You don't need to waver and you're being faithful. Stand on the promises. As she said, God's promises are unfailing. They do not fail. Glory be to God. So I thank and praise God. What a mighty, mighty, powerful message. We just have to, and I heard her say believe. I heard her say that a number, believe in God. And I thought to myself, well, if you're not going to be believing in God, what in the world, where are you going to? Who are you going to go to? Because God is our source. He is our help. So I thank and praise God for everything. I heard a mighty message. Excellent. Well done. In Jesus' name, I love you all. God bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Praise the Lord. We have mother to pray, but let me make this insert.
Hallelujah.
And also it won't be no misunderstanding and no offense. But right now we want to take all the prayer requests, because Pastor Bird had to put hers in at once. And you know what, she already said she had vertigo. I'm grateful that she's even speaking tonight, because she's been under it for some days now. But in the meantime, I just want to say, if you have a prayer request, let the prayer requests go forth first and then make your remarks, please. And Mother, you go ahead and pray.
Lord, we praise you, Lord. Lord, you know each and every one that really called out, Lord. So, Lord, we're not going to call them out again. We just put them in your hands, and we claim victory, Lord God, because you are the healer, Heavenly Father. And your word says, come boldly to the throne of grace. So we bring each and every one of them to the throne of grace, Lord God, and let your will be done in the name of Jesus, because you are a healer, Lord. You are a provider, and you are a protector. No weapon formed against my granddaughter shall prosper. No weapon formed against Sister Smith's granddaughter shall prosper. No weapon formed against Willette family members shall prosper. We bind up anything that is not of God that come against these young people. In Jesus' name we pray and thank God for his mercy and grace. Amen and amen.
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 Great
time. Anyone else with their prayer request? Then we'll take the remarks. Okay, then, if that's the case, then we'll continue with remarks. And it was not any offense for anyone. And I know my sister, the evangelist, is matured enough to know there was no direct offense there. But just in case, because we got some guests on the line, that it wouldn't just, if they had a prayer request, we want to make sure everybody do their prayer request. And then after that, we'll do remarks. So in the meantime, that's what was the purpose of that. As you know, we have to keep order. And just like Jesus, keep order. God, keep order. Everything, get order your jobs and church. We got to do the same thing to keep things moving.
Amen.
On the line. So praise God.
Amen.
In the meantime, at this time, anybody that have any remarks and any guests that's here too as well that want to say anything, you have that opportunity. So we can go ahead and take the remarks now of the message that came tonight, because it was powerful. I'm quite sure got all the lines open.
Praise the Lord. I'll just add one more. I like how Mother Alexander brought out about God give pastors according to his heart, which is to feed the flock with knowledge and understanding. And I thank and praise God for those pastors that will do just that. They have the heart of God, and God is giving pastors according to his heart. Praise God. And God want people. He don't want people to perish. And the scriptures say, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So we do pray for the pastors, praise God, and pray that God will strengthen them, especially for them that stood fast in spite of the pandemic, glory be to God, and a lot, and some that was willing to open the churches back up even when they were saying no, 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 and some still didn't open up. But we thank and praise God for how long that those pastors was willing. Some, they didn't open the doors, but they had the church in the parking lot. So we give God glory and praise to those that were yet willing to feed the flock. God knows we don't need to miss a meal when it comes to the word of God. So we thank and praise God also for Sister Alexander bringing that point out about the pastors and praying for them in Jesus' name. And the wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much, Sister Alexander. God bless you. And you can't have no, I like that. Come believing and make sure your heart is right. The bitterness, the unforgiveness, just we got to get to the point that don't expect to get all sunshine in your life and you're holding stuff that somebody may have done to you so long ago. Let it go. You got to have a clean heart, praise God, and your spirit needs to be right with God and with others, praise God. And when you come to the Father asking him for something, because God knows people need help in this world, and if the born-again believers, praise God, don't intercede for some people are not going to make it. Lord, have mercy. But we thank and praise God, and we pray that we all have stuff that we have clean hands and a pure heart. And so when we go to the Father, go believing that you receive and that God is going to bring about a great, praise God, deliverance, a great healing, praise God, a great just a rescue of the sinner's soul in the Christ Jesus' name. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, Sister. Mother Alexander, praise the Lord for the word of God. Thank God for the word on tonight. And I was looking at that port where it said, wake up, sleeping giant. And I was just reading this, writing down my little notes, and it said, when you believe him by faith, don't worry what is around you. And if we believe him by faith, we shouldn't worry what's going on around us. And then we can learn how to bind up all these different things that try to come and confuse us with different things that try to happen in our life. And then we can stand faithful on that word and know who we are. Know who we are in Christ Jesus. We got to know who we are. We got to know how to stand. We got to know that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. And it said, believe God, he will take you through the storm. Yes, he will. He'll take us through the storm. But we got to trust him that he's going to take us through the storm. We got to realize that he is the one going to take us through the storm and not trying to take ourselves through this storm in the name of Jesus. And also you said God would not fail you. And he won't fail us. Sometimes we fail him, but he would not fail us. He'll never fail us. He said you got to be sold out. We got to be sold out completely. We got to get sold out completely because God said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. And there was a lot of more that I had written down, but I just thank God for you, Mother Alexander. I always thank God for you. That word always stick in my mind when you say, know who you are in Christ Jesus. And that really keeps me going. It keeps me going ever since I've been on this line and hear you speak that word, that always stay in my spirit. Know who you are. I tell myself, Magdalene, you got to know who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen. So I thank God for you. Continue. I pray that God continue to bless you and continue to strengthen you and take you through the things that you are going through in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
bless you, Mother Alexander. That was a powerful word. It always is. And number one thing you always do say, stand on the word of God, you know. And I haven't gotten any sleep since last night about 1:30 in the morning. I had so much pain in my eyes all the way through till about 2 o'clock in the afternoon when my apostle prayed for me. And so I was in and out. But the reason why I didn't ask for prayer is because my apostle already prayed for me. And why pray twice about the same thing? It's done. So I'm standing on the word, and I thank you for the word. Amen.
Praise God.
Mother Alexander, we thank you so much for that powerful word, powerful anointed word that you brought to us tonight. I remember being in bed for about 2 years, and I could hear you say, and I knew that everybody was praying for me, but you said, hold on, baby. Don't let go. Hold on. And I grabbed hold to a scripture on healing. And I just would not let it go. As just sick as I was and as sick as I was getting, and this was coming and that was coming. But if you hold on,
amen.
That's what you said tonight. You said, and don't let fear rule over you, because fear is a deadly disease that will eat you up. It keeps growing. When you get a little fear, it's no such thing as a little fear. You have to handle that fear. And then you came on down and you told us here, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Told you what, who to be strong in. And in the power of his might.
Amen.
Now, I'm telling you, this is some powerful word. And I appreciate the word of God coming forth through this vessel called Sister Brother Alexander tonight. And we continue to pray that you preach many, many more sermons and live long and prosper in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Anyone else? Praise God. I tell you, as I already said, it was been a powerful, magnificent word tonight. Brought out a lot of points with everybody that glory to God that spoke the word, that spoke concerning the word tonight. And I bless the Lord, just like the word I've just heard a few times there about standing firm. And it's like I remember one time that Mother Willette had said, if you're going to pray, what's the use of praying if you ain't going to believe? And that's the truth, because I go right back to what you said about tonight about being doubtful, because you said the word says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And then you bring up examples about Moses and Abraham and so forth like this. They might have went through something, but they stood and whatever, like how God blessed. And the same thing with Deborah and Ruth and however. But also, I marked something here. I'm trying to remember. You had said about Jeremiah 3:15. Okay, you already said about the pastors, but you can't live a life of the world and expect to reap the blessings. And you told us right after that is standing strong and stand strong in the Lord and be of good courage. And something else, be not deceived. What you said here, be not deceived, brothers and sisters. Stand in the power of God's might. Believe. You can't allow the enemy to keep us from assembly. And so many times that we're looking at the timeline, you talk about it a lot, about sometimes only 5 or 10, 15, 20, 30 people in the house of God. When the pandemic was going on, we can understand sometimes when they came away, but they had online. But then now, you know, people are just go to the movies, go to baseball games, go out to concerts, go out and all in the street shopping and whatever. But then they don't want assembly in the house of God. So I thank God for you bringing that point out again. And oftentimes they're on the line about the sleeping giant, and thank God for the way he has you to bring it out tonight. And you said, with Joshua, be strong in the Lord, be of good courage. God will take you through the storms. And my sister McCormick already brought something out there and said, glory to God, you want your force not to run, but let not your heart be troubled. And sometimes going through the storm, if we that's back to that doubt and unbelief and wavering, if we're going through the storm, either we're going to let God do it or not. We got to fight the good fight of faith and pray and seek the face of the Lord sometimes fast, or either call our brothers and sisters, the ones that you know are going to stand. So it's just been so many different things that you brought out that was good and hope. So whatever we speak, we got to believe it. You know, like it says in Mark 11, when you pray, believe that you receive. And so, and speak it to the mountain, do whatever. God, you just like you use the example about the shoes, and we want this thing. It was a simple thing, but if you really want it, you can't waver in it because challenges come or look like the money's not going to come, but you say pray and seek the face of the Lord. So that's in anything. What is your mountain? Whether it's debt, bills, glory to God, whether it's sickness, disease, whether it's some grief, sorrow, whatever. So I bless the Lord. And one other thing you brought out, too, was good. We can't go to the Lord with no bitterness in our hearts and things over to God that we don't know that's contrary to the will. We got prejudice in our heart. We got we upset. We bound up, glory to God, with things we won't release, and then we want God to bless. He done said, if you don't forgive, your Father won't forgive you. So we got to come with clean hands, like you said. And I don't know why people as believers, and we're not talking about babes, how we still think that we can come before him and want God to move, and we still have things we still got all against our brothers or sister or somebody on the job, this, that, and the other. We can come praying, asking for repentance. God, my heart is heavy with this, that, and the other. I felt like slapping her, but then again, God, oh, either I did do it, but I'm asking you to forgive and help me to lift this burden, this pain, this agony, this whatever, like this thing is too much, God, I need your help. When we come in that attitude, that's the right mindset. But when we come just pushing that back and say we want to pray, override the spirit and still want God to bless in whatever else that we're asking God for. I thank God for you, Mother. You did a marvelous and wonderful job. I praise God for it. It's stuff for us to live by. And don't care whether you're apostle or pastor, glory to God, a layperson, a doorkeeper, or whatever. All this word right here came tonight affects all of our lives in some way or another for us to line up. Even when the prophet came online tonight, even with this thing plaguing her and agitating and aggravating, the enemy don't want to lose his hold, but he got to. But in the meantime, like you said, it stirred her spirit. It keep her in the mindset of pressing and pursuing. And as she had already been before the Lord, others praying for her, but the word could come in and water that area again and push you into a place more and more to say, I'm standing. I'm standing. I'm standing regardless of what's going on. But I bless God for you. I enjoyed you thoroughly, as always, and thank God for you. At this time, we're going to leave space for you to make your remarks and not listening to someone else, the fellow that was missed or however, but thank God for all the remarks that did go forth. So at this time, we put it in your hands for your remarks.
We thank God for the word. Thank God that his word stand. And thank God most of all that we obedient stand on the promises of God, knowing that God will make a way, because he already tell us that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So we know that God is in the midst of us wherever we are. We're never alone. And I thank God for the word tonight that he gave us to bring to the body of Christ. Amen, amen. I enjoy the report.
Praise God. Thank God for his word again. We thank God, Father. We ask you to continue to bless Mother. Glory to God, the evangelist, that she continue to carry up that word, that you continue to bless as the word already went forth, of a longevity and blessings, and we often pray that for her anyway. But we thank God that you continue to strengthen her and open doors, make ways, and provisions. She is a giver. Give her glory to God in her time, her faithfulness, in the time of her generosity, in her finances. She give time, glory to God, to be there for people, and she give of that word. So I pray you continue to bless, increase, and even for those things that were spoken already over our life that hadn't come to pass, we're believing, glory to God, is about to unfold. In Jesus' name, pray for her family as well. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for Mother Willette last week. Glory to God for the ending of December. Lord of mercy. Ending of October, bringing in the first message, the second message tonight with Pastor Alexander. Oh, God. Mother Alexander, the evangelist. And next week, we will hear from our guest speaker. And I need to call and confirm that she's still going to be on board. First Lady Prophetess Bradshaw. And the next week should be Minister Black, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not looking at my paper. The following week after Thanksgiving will be Pastor Bird, the prophetess. Praise the Lord. And then the first week of December should be Mother McCormick. The second week should be Pastor Sims. And third week, Evangelist Noel, we got to make sure that's confirmed. They got a lot going on with their church down there in that month, but we'll make sure, you know, if anything changes, let you know. And I'm not sure yet to confirm with the Prophetess Alicia and Evangelist Ely yet, because preferably her surgery coming up soon, so I'm not sure how that's going to work yet. So up to the second week so far, so we're not sure about the next week and Christmas time. I'm not sure yet. Not saying that we haven't over the years, the 7 years going on, 8 years, we didn't just exempt because it was Christmas or holidays, you know, the work went on, but I'm just going to see what the Lord say, whether we'll have that Sunday or not. But other than that, keep all our other ministers in prayer, those that are available that can come and be with us and support and pray. Glory to God, whether you're online or out. Thank you, Lord, for being blessing you all for so faithful. God just ordained you all to be for this ministry. The faith greatest of his faithfulness, but more and more God's been proving itself through you all's obedience as well. So, and of course, we still have our Monday night prayers. Not letting the Lord bless, and he put a stipulation there or just give us a release. But other than that, we still have prayer on Monday nights. Praise the Lord. The Lord say anything. Any other remarks? Anything else out there? And those that, you know, that the Lord bless and desire to be a part of the mission, and it's not something we do all the time. It's just it was something special came up about this as a church for New Hope for Apostle Burton. This is something fantastic for 5 years to say purchase a church and be able to pay it off. So anybody want to contribute $10 or whatever she says that God bless that you desire, those that the Cash App or either will stop by the church or either give you an address if you want to mail it in. They're praying that it be done by December, but they're having some things they're doing in the background. The Lord bless. That is marvelous. The overseers and other services will be together next Friday, preferably. I'll be able to come. We're going to see how things work out. But those that will, and if you can't, that's understandable. That was just a request that was out there, so I'm just putting it back out on the floor. And so in the meantime, the Lord say the same. We pray everything is well with Sister Rachel and Sister Laura. God bless. The news for the young man, I'm not sure whether he was in his 40s or 50s. Asked Pastor Mitchell, but she told me the other morning that Jesse that we were praying for and so forth, like this, he's gone on to glory. The one that was with stage 4 cancer, the one that was going through with his stomach. He's gone on. Praise the Lord, saving, filled with the Spirit of the Lord. But at that time, he's been released. So we just pray for that family and pray for Pastor Mitchell. She's standing on the word, and the rest of the family, we pray for them. In the meantime, he got 2 sons. I think 121, the other one, I'm not sure whether he's in his 30s. But we bless the Lord, and God bless and touch and strengthen and encourage them. And the sister, Evangelist Elder Evans, the daughter that we were talking to, the daughter-in-law that was in going to hospice, she'd been back hospice, and then she went home, and then she even one day drove the car to, gave her strength enough to drive a car to the store and back. Then she went back in the hospital, must be for one day, come right back, and the day I got a text this morning that her husband said she went to church. I think she's up in the High Point area, and that she even went to church today, but she's standing with her faith, all that she know how. So until God say otherwise, she has a stage 4 cancer, and they said something about Janice on the liver, but she's fighting a good fight of faith. So continue to keep Tanya is her name. Sometimes I say Tasha, but it's Tanya Evans. So we thank the Lord for that fight, and God blessing and stripping and encouraging them and blessing her husband through it all. Glory to God and help him in his brokenheartedness, but he's trying to stand all he knows to stand to and pray for Evangelist Evans and their family and what she's excited about. Just standing on God's word with her. And we thank God for those that God is blessing and healing and deliverance, all those ones that are having surgeries. And remember, Carmelita, she's getting close to having her one that she's supposed to do with that sleeve and praying glory to God about that, no blood clots and no problems with anesthesia because those are a couple things that were, you know, issues in the past. And we just believe in God for her. She's excited and fired up for the word and praying and seeking God's face for others. So thanking the Lord for it and praying for all of our children and our grandchildren. And, of course, continue to keep Pastor Bird. She's fighting, standing on the word, and God bless and praying. And here comes the, after she come out of prayer, sometimes here come the enemy with his attack with that vertigo. But continue to keep her lifted up. And we believe in God for a breakthrough, that this stuff don't have to continue to, run havoc. But it's better than what it used to be, but it's still yet a problem. So we believe in God, and we cancel any transference spirits, reoccurrences, not only her life, ours, but as we stand in the gap for others. And keep our youth, glory to God, prayed up, and all this stuff going on with the wars around the world. We hold it on to God's promise and praying for Israel. We just thank God. And Brother Black, we believe in God along with the apostle that done prayed for you, that God bless you. You don't have no more torment with that stuff with your eyes, that God continue to bless and use you for his glory. We're standing on the word for that God has planned for your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Continue to bless us all. So any other things, we pray right now in Jesus' name that this thing be sealed. God bless and healing and deliverance and encouragement and strength. And pray for our elders, too, as well. Perhaps Mother Freeman, glory to God, 96, was on the 1st of November. She made 96. And our other neighbor, Mother Camp, that praying woman, too, that she is 92. And my auntie, glory to God, still doing great. Glory to God from that stroke in the name of Jesus. And God's blessing was the 94 now, I think. But we bless God for our elders and especially the ones that are saved, filled with the Spirit of the Lord, and those that are going through in various situations now in Jesus' name. And we put these things in God's hand by the hand of the enemy. Church and counsel is at work and loosen from his assignment. Come against every satanic and demonic force and command the enemy to loose his hold. Go back to the dry places from whence he came. Loose our joy and peace, strength and courage, and obedience to the will of the Lord be done. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So we'll get ready for our next adventure. Glory to God next Sunday and the following Sundays, as the Lord say the same, life lasts, and also for prayers tomorrow night. And ask the Lord to cover us all under the blood as we go forth in whatever things, glory to God, that may unfold throughout the day, that God bless us and give us favor and healing and deliverance and protections and shield. Angels be in camp. And God bless you all. Have a good night. And shalom, shalom. Thank God again for this word.
Shalom.
Thank God.
Shalom. Amen. Love you.
Amen.
Shalom.
God bless. Shalom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory. Thank you,
Jesus.
Shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom, Mother.
Pretty thing. You sure are pretty. So I knew what to do for you.